You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Live in studio, we have Mr. Akoba.
Yeah, however you
however you want, Sonny. Yeah. However you goddamn want.
Yeah, it's all made up.
It's all relative. We have Akoba here for a live to air. He's going to do a few tracks. Good morning to you, man. How are we?
Yeah, morning, Zach. I'm doing good.
It's good to see you. Last time I saw you, I think we were walking to Battle Mag with my brother and a few other people.
Yeah, that's right. Both your brothers, in fact.
Both the brothers, yeah.
The OG Hoffmans.
Yeah. I actually meant to ask you a question because you used to live with my brother Dan.
I did,
on Dundas Street, which was a hole, that place.
Oh, man.
It was brutal.
Yeah, we had like a leak in the kitchen and the water would come down the light socket.
Oh.
It was quite a time, eh?
I just remember there being like a shopping trolley full of trash in the kitchen.
Yeah, it was gross. You were like yay tall too, weren't
you? I was probably, yes, between the age of 7 and 10. I can't remember what year it was exactly.
Yeah, 20, no, it's going back maybe 16 years ago, 12, 15,
Yeah,
it was a decent chunk of time anyway.
It was a while.
Classic, as you were saying earlier.
Yeah, it's classic, exactly, it's classic.
It's a classic time,
It's aged. I think Dan's room was called the Masturbatorium.
Yeah, that's
right. And there was like a possum in the roof or something?
Yeah, the possum would come down our chimneys that our heads are at and like... They sound like demons in the night.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard them scream, but...
No, I have actually, It is terrifying.
It was frightening,
yeah.
I thought I was getting possessed, when I first heard it. I didn't know what it was.
You went from hearing, possums on Dundas to now Moorpork's, where you live currently.
Yeah.
We won't shout out your address.
Hall.
But Hall, there you go.
Beautiful spot.
We won't, dox you on air.
keep the crazies away.
Besides that, and besides being a musician, you run your own business, Kinoko Homes, where you do renovations. And I read that your dad was a traditional log house builder. Do you come from like a long line of carpenters?
Not a long line of carpenters.
A short line of carpenters?
Yeah. Well, my granddad, or great-grandfather, used to make wooden bathtubs.
Whoa.
Back in the day, handmade in Japan, and that's probably the extent as I know. Well, yeah, it's as far back as I know.
Mm.
Yeah.
And your dad, how'd your dad get into doing traditional log houses?
He's just like me. Like, he's just loves doing lots of random things, and then... He was a designer at the start, and then he got sick of that, and then moved to the country and just got into building log homes.
Mean, yeah. As one does.
As one does.
That's cool.
Yeah, man, it's cool.
But you've got a few tracks here for us this morning.
I do.
Which is exciting. Is this stuff that you've that's been on your previous recorded material, or is this other stuff you've been working on? Or?
This is all stuff that haven't recorded, and I've written them over the last maybe 3 or so years. A couple of them are pretty fresh, actually.
Cool.
This year.
Cool.
Just with starting the business and stuff, it's just kind of haven't had the time that I wanted to put into music. But it is on the cards. I'd like to try and record an album this year.
I do notice that. I see your name on the gig guide a fair amount, but... You seem to do more live stuff than recorded stuff.
Yeah, it's just so time-consuming, you know.
Mm.
I'd love to just be able to... you just get lost in it when you're doing it, so you need to put aside a chunk of time. And I haven't had the luxury of doing that lately.
Fair enough. Well, hopefully we can hear some more recorded stuff down the line, but we'll let you get to your first track. What have you got for us?
So this one is called The Howl.
The howl, like a wolf's howl?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, wolf's howl.
Mean, possum's howl?
Possum's howl. You can interpret it any way you like.
Beautiful. Alrighty. Here is Akoba with The Howl. You're listening to The One. It's our live to ear this morning. Enjoy.
I lie through my teeth,
and say that I'm doing just fine, 'cause no one wants to hear a complaint. Have a cup of cement. I bury my troubles deep in the pit. I drink my drink and forget for a bit. I breathe in this howl like a satanic preacher. I drink from the light, but the night comes alive. I crawl through the rug, but the cut only gets deeper. The devil's on my shoulder. The hall is getting louder. The devil's on my shoulder. The hall is getting louder. You wear your heart sleeve. I tear mine apart for hopes and dreams. You know where you're from, where you belong. I don't really know where I fit in, but don't let me drink cement. It's a dumb old saying anyway. It eats through skin and leaves me thin. Ways like lead to sink my head. Satanic preacher. I drink from the light, but the night comes alive. Crawl through the rug while the cut only gets deeper. The devil's on my shoulder. The hall is getting louder.
Track there. That was Akoba with The Howl. It's 10:11 here on the program, and we are still joined by Akoba. He's still in the studio. Just finished that song. And wow, what a track.
Oh, killed it.
What a track, man.
Thanks.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah, a lot of my tunes are sad, I suppose.
Good way to process emotions.
Yeah, yeah. I went through a breakup after like an 8-year relationship, and I think that's where a lot of tunes came from.
Yeah,
a lot of self discovery, you know.
They'll do that.
Reflection.
Breakups.
Yeah, they do. It's good for you sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, totally, man. Yeah. As we mentioned before, I used to live with my brother. Were you in any bands around that period? Because my two brothers were in Ink Mathematics.
Yeah, yeah, you know? They were. So I was in a band with Matt Collins, who was also in Ink Mathematics, called The Great Jali.
The Great Jali.
Yeah, that was our first band here. And then I was also played with Andy P. I don't know if you know Andy P. We're in a band called The Maine Coons, like the cat.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah, he had a cool Maine Coon at his flat, so we named it after Dusters.
Mean.
Yeah.
Mean. Yeah. Mean. And, like, in general, how long have you been playing music for?
Oh, God, I figured this out the other day. So I started when I was about 10. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, 27 years now.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man, it's been great.
Dedication to the craft.
Oh, it's good.
What do you call that, like, style where you're... I don't know, it felt like quite like the guitar notes were very sharp there. Like, yeah. With just the timbre of them, the gling, gling, gling.
Oh, yeah, with that guitar just now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I was just curious.
It's just my nails, I think. Folky? It's not folky, I don't know.
Zum. It's very singer-songwritery.
Yeah.
Sort of vibe.
Yeah.
We'll get into maybe some influences in a wee bit, but do you have another song for us? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I've got another tune. This one was the first riff I wrote at my new place this year, actually.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I thought for the first time I could write a happy song, but it turned out to be another sad one.
Yeah. Well, let's hear it. What's the song called?
It's called Irish Goodbye.
Irish Goodbye. Here is a Cobra with Irish Goodbye. It's 10:14 now here on the program. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Sleeping in past nine, sun is already high, smoking down her pipe, while I laze around and wait to die, wasting time. Dreaded feeling takes me by surprise. I used to sleep all day and never care, but the older I get, I feel I dreamt my life. The older I get, I dreamt my life away, my life away, my life away, my life away. As I left my night, said my Irish goodbye. I told myself that I was fine, but the morning after splits, the sun is shining, but the hangover hits so dark, send shivers down my heart. Drink some more
to fill that hole, but the older I get, I think of you, my friend, and your Irish goodbye. We were too young to think about it. We were too young to know about it. We were too young to talk about it. And the older I get, I miss that smile you left. I miss that smile you left. I miss that smile you left behind in time. In my, that smile you left in time.
Coba with Irish Goodbye. It's 10:19 here on the program, the Adju Big Breakfast Show. That is, I'm your host, Zach Hoffman. And beautiful track there. And we've got one more in the chamber, but I did want to ask a pretty annoying question. You know, lots of musicians hate being compared to other musicians or talking about influences. and no shame if you don't as well. But in your first track, it sort of had like a Johnny Cash sort of vibe to it.
Yeah, Johnny Cash, he's definitely
the OG.
To him a lot in the past, but I think I stole those chords from Randy Newman of all people.
Oh, I love Randy Newman, man. Wait, I was gonna do Louis Armstrong there. For
that was
you got it for me. Oh man, love Randy Newman.
He's great, eh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, such a cool dude.
Have you listened to that album? Good old boys.
Very
problematic. Beautiful record though. But oh my gosh, he shouldn't be saying some of those words.
I know.
Jeepers.
Come on, dude. It was at the time, I suppose.
I guess, and he was trying to make a point. So Randy Newman, JC. Who else is in high rotation for you?
Ed, lately I've been listening to a lot of like Hudson Freeman. Geese.
Oh, yo.
And like a bit of Vegas was a big hit for me a while ago, maybe last year or so. And then, like, you know, Tom Waits has always been a big influence on me.
Are you big into the jazzy side or like kind of the mid era or like the most recent iteration of Tom Waits?
Maybe the mid era.
Mid era.
Yeah.
Like a sort of elephant fish trombone. Swordfish trombone?
Like the one where the Earth is Screaming song.
Bone Machine?
Bone Machine.
Bone Machine's mean. Yeah.
That's a great one.
The Earth Died Screaming.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
dude.
What a tune.
Yeah. A Little Rain as well. That's a heartbreaking song.
Yeah.
Going out west.
And Closing Time. Closing Time. That's a bit jazzy, I suppose, but I really like that album too. Beautiful.
Good smattering of influences there, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
Gotta listen to a lot of different stuff, eh?
Yeah, totally. All right. We've got one more track for us. What are we hearing?
This one. Is called Tinder Surprise.
Tinder Surprise?
Yeah. Because, you know, last time I was single, it didn't even exist. And then all my friends were like, go on it. And I just didn't really like it. I just couldn't understand it. And, like, no offense to anyone that uses it or anything, but this is my experience.
Mm-hmm. A diss track, if you will.
Yeah. And I don't know if you, like, if you ever got those reminder letters from Landed Transport for, like, your regos and stuff. But on the cover, it just says, save time, do it online. I just thought it was really funny.
That's hilarious, man.
So, yeah, I use that as an influence and that was song. Oh, this one's probably more of an Elliot Smith kind of inspiration, I think. So yeah, he's
beautiful.
Also another inspiration.
Beautiful. Yeah. Alrighty, well, here is Akobo with Tinder Surprise. You are listening to The One. Keep it locked, and we'll see you very shortly. Bye.
Feel it in my bones, it's eating me up, just leaving me enough to be in awe, like a lost dog. I want to be loved, I want to be in love. Save time, do it online, save time. Do it online, save time. Do it online, save time. Do it online. I'm gonna find my soulmate sitting on the throne. We can chat through the pages. You'll ignore my hello. I'll send you my location. You won't stay long. You won't stay long. You won't stay long. Save time. Do it online, 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 make time. Go outside, take my heart in hand, take time. Go out, find me. My days feel whole again.
Was Akobo with Tinder Surprise. Oh my goodness, I love the pun And that song title.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Akobe. You're an absolute legend.
Thanks. Do you have, for me.
Oh, that's not the right sting. I meant to go applause, not airplane.
I enjoyed that. That is great.
We can do both. Let's do both. Why not?
Got any fart sounds on there?
I actually do have a fart sound on here. There you go. Oh, man, it was a real pleasure having you on the program, man. I hear that you're going to be playing at Inch Bar sometime soon.
Yeah, not this Saturday, but the next one, 23rd, with Martinette.
Me.
Yeah, me. 8 p.m. Yeah, should be good, eh?
That's going to be dope.
Inch Bar's always a treat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And have you got any like musical other projects aside from your solo stuff?
Yeah, so I started playing bass for Mads Harrop a year ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yes, it was pretty fun. But that's when I realized I was old. I've been playing bass as long as they've been alive. You know, I was like,
You're quote-unquote unk status now.
Yeah, yeah, I was the dad on tour. It was quite good.
Oh, that's dope.
Humbling.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.